All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grim Lord's Hentai Corner. And we're back with Closed Game. Celine here just looking great, even though we know she's a psycho bitch. Come on, folks, she's a psycho bitch. I don't care how nice. Look, they can look... One thing about women, they can look so... And I think they've known this since little girls, because, you know, we always used to think about, oh, that's a cute little girl. Look at how cute my daughter is. You know, so when they grow up, they're like, you know what? I can still be cute, but I can be a fucking crazy psycho bitch at the same time. And when they look at me, they're like, oh, but she's so cute. Surely she'll be just a nice woman and all that. It's like, no, I'm going to eat your brain, you know? I mean, well, maybe not like that, but there is some pretty crazy shit that women have done over the years. And Celine is one of them. Again, I'm not here to bash on all women, but there's some really good ones that are, you know, cutesy girls that aren't going to eat your brain, or, you know, how we equated them to zombies. But Celine, on the other hand here, she's not. She seems to be living like a child in a way. You notice she's got this little princess get up on, you know? She's got this little fairy tale thing about her, and it feels like they didn't let her grow up, but she was able to experience things like masturbation and pleasure. So I don't exactly know what's going on here with her, but she definitely seems to have been sheltered. Like, I keep thinking, and I was thinking about this earlier, I think that Celine is jealous of Celicia, because Celicia got to be all badass and have the guns and, you know, be the bounty hunter. And she never really has left Caleb Herbs. I don't know what kind of place Caleb Herbs is like, but she doesn't seem like she is 100% happy with her life. She seems like somebody that hasn't gotten to experience a lot of things. And obviously that's why she's having these tests and things that she's doing, like creating these monsters and all this for her enjoyment. So it makes you wonder what kind of life she's led on Caleb Herbs. And maybe we'll hear more about that later. But for now, let's get on with this scene. I'm ready, so let us begin. Show me what you're capable of doing to pleasure me. She displays her ass for me, as we have seen. Beneath it sits her snatch, which trickles with pussy juice. What are you waiting for? I won't get off just from you staring at me. Okay, I get it. You already know what you must do. Imagine yourself doing it. Picture yourself sticking your dick inside me and thrusting in and out. Ugh. Like, Togo doesn't even want to do this. I undress and present my erect cock to her. His penis wants to do it, but he doesn't want to do it. See, that's another thing about me and... There's a lot of times... Oh, I don't want to have sex with this woman. But the penis is like, yeah, let's go. And that's what's really going on here. Hee, looks like someone's in the mood. Now take your hard cock and put it inside my pussy. Ah. I don't even like reading these things. Yeah. She shakes her ass in invitation. Invitation, whatever. In acceptance, I press my cock to her entrance and braced against her. My tip is soon slicked with her juices. I don't even realize how my hips are moving until she points it out. In response, she starts moving back and forth with more force in each puss as if she's trying to burrow my dick into the folds of her cunt. Ah! Ugh! Her flaps are velvety and slick, though not quite like her insides are. Their stimulation alone is enough to make me moan uncontrollably. She rubs herself against me harder still, spurring me on to do the same. A deep red mist envelops my aroused mind, gradually making it impossible to think of anything but sex. I cannot raise an objection, for my sense of reason has fled. Sorry, folks. Must have been what I ate. Her consent, or rather, her express order triggers my libido, commanding me to guide the tip of my cock into her drenched pussy. I explore the folds of her vagina with my dick's length. Oh, fuck, this feels good. Every slight nudge of my dick into her makes her squirm and moan in a shrill voice. Her mouth says one thing where a hole says another. Her pussy twitches with desire for more. Her pussy is flush with heat. Her love nectar pours all over my dick. She lets the pleasure take over her. Her asshole twitches frantically with every slight movement I make. Doing as she says, I slowly inch my dick deeper and deeper inside of her. Eventually, I've gone as far as I can go. My tip hits some sort of fleshy bump inside her. Not that. Yeah. Oh, your pussy's fucking tight. Ugh. When I thrust into that part, her pussy contracts. Not contracts. Rhythmically around my cock like it's an innate reflex. With her permission, I start moving my hips back and forth as if I've been waiting ages to do so. When I intensify my first assault upon her pussy, she moans like crazy as her body bends like a drawn bow. I don't care about fairness when your cunt feels so amazing. Ugh, this scene seems so out of context. Her seductive voice and lustful moans only make me all the more aroused. Her pussy gushes with pussy juice, as it would. As it should be, her pussy gushes with juice, because it just sounds really weird. It should say, or she gushes with pussy juice. I don't know. Just seems a little weird, her pussy gushes with pussy juice. That just seems like, you know, two words at the same time. We get it. It's kind of overkill. As if to beg for me to harder. Ah! The liquid splatters everywhere as I slam my crotch into hers. No man could ever help to resist the sweet scent of those juices as their aroma fills the air around us. Oh, now that her usual smug grin has vanished, leaving behind only the hedonistic desire for pleasure, her features are actually quite arousing. The way her ass shakes fervently, driving my cock deeper and deeper inside her pussy, makes it even clearer. All of a sudden, I feel my member plow through a thick ring of flesh immediately after she starts squirming and moaning far intensely than before. Warm squirt suddenly sprays from her crotch as her whole body shakes. Her cunt tightens violently at the same time as if trying to convey just how incredible her orgasm is to me. Her contractions contribute to my building pleasure, urging me to continue cramming my cock into her cunt. Oh, fuck me so tight. Ah, Celine, that's amazing. Togo, I'm kind of wondering if you wanted to bang both sisters at this point. After several convulsions, her body suddenly relaxes all at once, giving her a chance to catch her breath. Now, I know what you guys are going to say. Yeah, she's crazy, but she's hot, and a lot of the hot ones are fucking crazy. This one, though, like, keep in mind, gentlemen. Let's rewind back just a little bit. Remember that Togo had his ass violated by a giant tentacle pig man dick. Imagine the pain of the pig man dick into his anus thrusting, which also controls Celicia, not his sister, but the woman that he seems to have feelings for. That's pretty hardcore, and there was actually stuff dripping out of his ass because the tentacle actually ejaculated inside of it. That's just the most disgusting thing, right? And she was in charge of that operation. So why would you not want to just take her neck and just strangle it? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Togo, and this just doesn't seem right for the plot. Something is missing here. After several convulsions, her body suddenly relaxes all at once, giving her a chance to catch her breath. His lowly cock. You see how she fucking treats him? She turns back and looks at me, then speaks. I never would have dreamed someone would make me orgasm like that. Now, my belief is that she probably hasn't had too many people make her orgasm at all. I haven't seen any men in Calum Herbs yet that aren't, like, monstrous transform things. So something is really weird here. I think there's more to Calum Herbs than we're seeing. Of course, she's ready for seconds. Celine, you seriously want to do more? I don't like that look in her eyes. It makes me feel uneasy. What exactly is she feeling for me? Anger? Hatred? Contempt? I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I do know it's nothing good. See, Togo's fucking smart. Even though it feels good to his dick, he realizes he's like fucking a demon. She says, aha, we're not done yet. You must fuck me more. I won't settle for just one round. Are you going to give up on finding my sister already? It's all he can do for some reason, grunt like a fucking caveman. As she finishes talking, she tightens her snatch again. This is where the fun begins. Uh-oh. Her pussy takes my manhood deeper inside. Oh, your pussy feels so damn hot. That's like a porn line, guys. She shakes her ass and giggles. My urge to come rises uncontrollably with how hard she's swinging her hips. Ah, fuck! She says, you have such cute moans. Yeah, but if it was me, she'd probably be cracking up. I'm like, Wow, she's laughing. She is laughing still. That's good. I like that expression you have. It's rather adorable. I could stare at it forever. I like this one. It's like, come on, thrust harder, harder, faster. Piston into my pussy like you mean it. Come on. If I do, I'll without a doubt come almost instantly. Yeah, that'd be great, because I want to get on with the story. If I have to hold back, though... Oh, I have to hold back, though. If I don't hold back, I won't be able to satisfy Celine and save Celicia's life. You know what, though? I'll say she's kind of stupid, and I'll tell you why she's stupid. First of all, let's look at human biology. Togo's a big guy. He's a mechanic. He's worked with heavy machinery parts. He's probably got some musculature. So, he's probably a big guy. I wouldn't say huge, but he's big enough to, you know, work on his cars and things like that. So, he's got some musculature. She is very dainty. He is right. He's got his hand on her ass cheek. Not this ass cheek here, but the other one. And what is that little black strap right there? That's where her gun is. Folks, there is very little she can do. She is not that fucking strong. She's not that powerful. If Togo grabs her fucking gun, which he can grab her gun right out of that holster right there and point her and say, all right, you tell me where your sister is, or I'll blow your pretty little head all over this fucking tree. That's it right there. That's all. He can do it at any time he wishes. Togo's simply getting off right now because he's got pussy just being handed to him. That's it. Now, folks, this is kind of a bad thing. Because first of all, it's pussy that he don't want. I mean, his dick wants it, but he don't want it. Because this woman's crazy. She's crazier than hell. I don't know why he just don't take the damn gun at this point. Because he's right there. I mean, again, he'd knock her in the fucking head. There ain't too much they can do. What are you going to do? Summon some people? Yeah, okay, shoot. Boom, 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 boom. We don't know how good of a shot he is, but damn it, at least he's got something they don't. Unless they have armed guards somewhere in Caleb Herbs that we don't know about. But, oh, yeah. You bet your ass. She's like, okay, I'll tell you where my sister is. Don't kill me. Yeah, that's how you solve that problem, because she's probably going to try to fucking kill him anyway. Because she's like, I demand you fuck me harder, you'll never know what my sister is. And remember, I don't know about Celicia. She's full of fucking eggs now. I don't know what's going to happen. Those things will probably tear her fucking apart. He's like, oh, god damn it. Her threat steals my resolve. I thrust even harder than before, hammering her insides with my dick. This is such an uncomfortable age scene. Tingly explosions go off inside me as their snatch clamps down on my cock, intensifying my urge to come. So she's asking him if he's gonna come. I want to at least try to deny it, but the pleasure shooting through me has made even my neck seize up, leaving me unable to do so much as shake my head in response. Oh no, she's trying to do that. She's like, I feel it, you really want to come, then how about you beg for permission? What do you mean, beg? He already came once, what is he gonna ask again? Oh, you know what begging means. It's like, tell me you want to spurt badly and ask me to pretty please let you come inside. I don't know, man. I'm not gonna do that shit. Like, you already come once. What's gonna stop from coming again? I gotta ask you now? Come on, bitch. I gotta ask you now if I... I don't know. That don't make no sense, guys. She's asking me to degrade myself, something I never do of my own free will. Absolutely. That's fucking based, folks. Under normal circumstances, with how... Oh, hold on now. With how good her body feels around mine, combined with her obscene mannerisms and tone of voice, I can ignore my sense of pride for the moment. Oh, don't you... Damn you, Togo. My brain has ceased to think rationally, for the pleasure of my dick going in and out of her pussy has overpowered my sense of reason. And that is a thing that happens. Remember, the IQ drops while you're, you know, around, even around beautiful women. Or women you're attracted to. Or during sex. Or anything intimate with women. Now she's playing this game. What would it be? Will you beg for it? Or will you not? Ah, what's your verdict? I don't know. I'd? What was that? I didn't hear what you said. Please, I'd really like to come... Oh, damn you, Togo. I'd really like to come inside. That's not me speaking, but my libido taking control of my mouth for me. Yup, that is a thing that happens to men. A lot of good red pills right here. The grin on Celine's face grows bigger when she hears it. Yeah, you know why, right? She knows she's speaking to that libido. The man is completely being controlled by his libido, by the sex, and he's not thinking rationally, and a lot of men fuck up right here. This is the fuck up that so many men do that gets these bitches pregnant, that gets the alimony and the child support and the baby daddies, baby mamas, right here. And you know what she does? She grins. She grins because she realized, like every other woman, and knows she's fitting to get pregnant and paid with cash and prizes, that these men cannot help it. That libido hits, and they know it. That libido hits, that pussy feels good. That's it right there. That's it. That fucks your shit up. Y'all telling me I don't do red pill. Oh, you new hentai. Here's your red pill. Right there. Don't come in it. Quit coming in these bitches. He said, inside whom? Who are you asking? Oh, here's another one. Inside whom? Who are you asking permission from? Well, Togo McNaughton, she wants him to specifically demean himself by saying, Celine, please let me come inside. That is putting himself below her. Remember, once you put yourself below a woman, she no longer has any respect for you. You become her plaything. She no longer respects you as a man. That is it. Right there. She gives me another glare. Notice this. This is very important. With my spirit already flagging from the blissful pleasure she's subjecting me to, my mouth just blurts something on its own. Oh, don't make this mistake. Ah, there he goes. You, Lady Celine. Oh, you just fucked up. please let me come inside you. Oh my god, you fucking idiot. Oh, look, she's taunting him. She says, beg me again, and more profanely this time. Say it now. Very important. She's trying to demean him. She's trying to dominate him. And this is not the man who has consented to be a dominated. Keep that in mind, guys. This is not a man that has consented to be defiled or demeaned. Now, if this is in the text of a sexual experience, that's fine. But this man has specifically told us several times within the text that he does not want to be defiled or demeaned, and that it would be low of him to put himself to this level. And she is reveling in it. Very important, guys. Please let me blow my dirty load inside of your soaking wet cunt, Lady Celine. I beg you. You motherfucker. Her pussy starts squeezing my dick like a sponge before I can even finish speaking. Her folds soon fall into an undulating motion, practically jerking off my member and pushing me to the brink of exploding. Ah, so fucking tight. I'm gonna come. I can't stop. I'm gonna... Ah! Yep. Ah, you're coming. Ah, you're gonna blow your load inside me. The urge must be overwhelming, isn't it? Now, I know if you're into the domination thing and it's consensual between couples, this probably isn't an issue every once in a while. But this is a woman that he has specifically said, well, I mean, even in this situation, doesn't matter what the woman, he has specifically said he would not, he felt that it would defile him and he would not want to be below her. He would not want to demean himself. He is not that kind of man. He has expressed this. And he said that, I am not saying this. My libido is saying this. My penis is saying this. I'm not thinking right. My brain is not acting right. I can't rationalize. This is all very important because I know a lot of you guys have been here before. And you know when you're knee-deep in that vagina that you cannot fucking think. You're in that pussy. You just... You can't think like a man. And that's when they get you. That's when it snatches on you. And that's it right there. That's when they get you. Gotta be careful. Oh, there he goes. I'd really like to come, please. I want to shoot my cum inside your pussy. Oh my god. This fucking dude. Her body resumes shaking all of a sudden, but the gleam in her eyes doesn't seem particularly lustful. I can't place why that is, however. She knows she's demeaning him. My observation is soon washed away by the relentless contractions of her pussy, drowned out by the irresistible urge to climax. He has allowed her to give him permission by begging, which a man should not do. Her words shatter my sense of reason. Without the need to hold back any longer, I thrust my pelvis like there's no tomorrow, jamming my dick deep into her cunt. Ah, oh, fuck, I'm gonna coom. Celine, I'm cooming! Okay. My jizz fills her uterus and vagina in an instant, bringing her to a climax. Oh, I might have apologized under different circumstances, but my orgasm is so intense that all I can do is keep thrusting my hips. The pleasure is so insanely strong that I can feel my soul leaving my body. And it just did. Dozens of tiny sparks flash before my eyes. My very brain is tingling so hard that I can't even begin to form a coherent thought. My orgasm drains me of every last bit of energy I have. I collapse to the ground in defeat. Yes! Because you definitely defeated yourself. Celicia, however, remains standing, smiling down at me as my cum drips from her crotch. Oh, Togo, I just can't believe you did it, buddy. Oh, you know what she was doing. She was playing that little game to make you her little servant. And you fucking did it. Because that pussy just felt so nice. You know what that's the sound of, gentlemen? That's the sound of... You know that little pen that the judge takes out? Or the lawyers, you know... I'm not talking about the judge in his on his podium. But in his office. You know they have a little office. You hear him going... You know what that is? That's where he's signing for the child support, the alimony, the cash, and the prizes. Right there. You hear that? That's what happened just now. If you go in a woman, you do this, she's gotcha. She's gotcha. Y'all gotta stop coming in these bitches, I'm telling you right now. I'm hearing way too many stories about it. Way too many stories about it. You gotta stop it. That judge, they write them up. They write 100 of them a day, man. Probably write 100 of them a month. Maybe more than that. 200, 300. I don't even know how many they write. There it is. And then they say, all right, go ahead and sign here on this dotted line. And you gotta sign on that dotted line. Man, might as well have a gun to your head. Because you damn sure ain't getting out of that deal. Still ain't trusting this bitch. All that, he never grabbed a gun. Well done, or at least you did better than I expected. You know what? I bet George wouldn't have done it. I bet George would have grabbed the gun. How many of y'all believe George would have grabbed that gun when he had his hand on her butt cheek? I think so. I think George would have grabbed that gun in a heartbeat. Because George is a man. Togo, he's up there. But he's not a man like George was. George was a man. He was the only real man in this whole damn fucking story, I'm going to tell you. She grins contently as she leans against a nearby tree. I can hardly believe you managed to please me to this degree. I must admit I underestimated you somewhat. So that means you're satisfied, yeah? Then tell me where Celicia is. Do we need to get to that already? Yeah, preferably. Yeah, you promised you would. I hoped I could enjoy this afterglow a bit longer, but fine then, I'll tell you where she is. Quit being a damn baby and tell me where the hell my sister is, right, guys? Come on now. As tired as she is, she still gives me her usual smile. I had my doubts that she'd actually tell me in the end, but it seems she's one to keep her promises. I need to know now! Where did that thing take her? There's no need to panic, she's close by. Close by what? Right there. She points upwards with an extended finger. Okay, doofus, if you didn't guess that the big stone fucking building thing that looks like nothing in the fucking forest, I mean, come on. I would have been like, you know what? See you, Celine. What? I thought you were going to... No. I'm going in this fucking weird structure because that's probably where she is. What? I look up, following the Patron by her finger, and there she is. Oh my god! Celicia! Celicia's hanging up among the trees. She's in horrifying shape. Celicia! Celicia! You don't need to shout. She's still alive and breathing. Celicia, what the fuck happened to you? Celicia! Will you listen to me? She just had some eggs laid inside of her. Oh, yeah, sure. Like, I'm supposed to fucking be happy about that. And that's gonna be like Alien, where a little fucking monster pops out. Ah! But aside from that, she's unharmed. Eggs, did you just... Yeah! Did you just fucking say eggs? It'd be a very different situation if they happen to hatch while they're still in her stomach, though. Yeah, like Alien, like I said. Ah! Hatch! Ah! The shocking sight is too much for me. Something with me snaps as I let out a wordless scream. Some part of me had considered this possibility earlier, but now that I've seen her with my own eyes, I can't remain calm. I tremble in place while I panic, trying to think of how I'm going to get her down from there. Do something! Get her down from there! You're being very ungentlemanly right now. I know you really care about my sister, but even so... What do you mean ungentlemanly? She fucking... Man, the guy's... I don't give a shit. Just get her down from the goddamn tree. My voice cracks with how worried I am for her. From down on the ground where I stand, it's hard to tell if Celicia's still alive or not. I'm terrified to think that I could be staring up at a corpse. My breathing quickens as chills run up my spine. How pitiful you are, but I suppose I'll do you that favor since you have another round tomorrow. She produces a pistol once she finishes talking. She aims it at Celicia where she hangs above us both. What? What are you doing? Without any further hesitation, she pulls the trigger. Three shots ring out from her gun, slicing through the strings, releasing Celicia's limbs with remarkable precision. Look out, she'll be coming down in a second. You'd better catch her. She's what? Oh, fuck! Celicia's body crashes through branch after branch as gravity pulls her to the ground. I make a mad dash for where she'll land, extending my arms out to catch her. Oof! She feels extremely heavy in my arms. Dropping her is out of the question, though I manage to keep her from hitting the ground. Ooh! Oh! Oh! I slow her descent, then carefully place her on the mossy ground. So, Celicia! I'm too shaken to do more than say her name, even though my voice comes out with an audible tremble. She's alive! Although she's unconscious, I can hear her breathing faintly. I'm so glad to confirm that for myself that tears began rolling down my face. Oh, thank God, you're alive, Celicia! Almost reflexively, I embrace her tightly, ignoring the bits of silky string clinging to her body. I don't think I've ever felt this relieved before in my entire life. The experience has given me a new appreciation of just how dear Celicia is to me. Hang in there, I'll get this stuff off you. I flip her over and tear off the threads wrapped around her limbs. She truly is in terrible shape, but I'm glad she was able to survive whatever ordeal she suffered. Wake up, Celicia. Come on, you gotta open your eyes. I lightly slap her face a few times while... Oh yeah, that makes sense. While continuing to call her eyes. I wasn't sure how long it'd take for her to wake up, but fortunately she opened her eyes after a short while. Celicia! Well, what happened? She lifts herself into a sitting position. She looks confused for a moment, then turns over and looks at me. You okay? God, you have no idea how glad I am that you're alive. Oh shit, where's that hornet? Seemingly recalling what happened to her, she anxiously looks around her surroundings. Still half asleep, are we? That thing flew off long ago, dear sister. Celine, where are you? Celine calls out to her sister while she's busy looking around in a panic. Good morning. I suppose. How does it feel to be awake again? Go fuck yourself! Once Celicia realizes Celine is here, she bolts to her feet. With her hands clenched in the fist and a furious look on her face, Celicia storms towards her sister. Of course she pulls out the gun. Step any closer and I will shoot you. Celine raises her gun again, pointing it right at Celicia's head. She must be a really good shot, considering the accuracy with which she severed those threads just a minute ago. Hell, she might even be more skilled with a gun than Celicia. My goodness, is this how you show appreciation to the person that saved you? Saved? Come again? I'm the one who cut those strings suspending you amid the treetops. Celicia falls silent when she hears Celine's explanation. I bet she can't believe what she's hearing, but when Celine's pressing the very same gun to her head, she kind of has to. Don't do anything dumb, Celicia. Besides, Celine's telling the truth. She shot those strings you had wrapped around you. I guess this gunpowder smell doesn't... Okay, she says, I guess this gunpowder smell doesn't seem fake. Of course it isn't. I save you out of the sisterly love I have for you. Oh, bullshit. You fucking bitch! Celicia mutters a curse under her breath, but she does not back away. Celine holsters her gun once Celicia's at a comfortable distance. Since you were so entertaining, I'm willing to give you a second chance, dear sister. A second fucking chance? I'm not falling for your bullshit. I'm not lying to you, dear sister. You do want to know where the safe zone is, don't you? Wait, what? You'll seriously tell us? If you can correctly answer my question, I should tell you its location. Celine is offering to tell us where the safe zone is, seemingly on her own personal whim. However, I can't even begin to guess what her question will be. Maybe she'll throw us a trick question to mess with us. Even so, there's nothing on our bracelet, so we have no clue where to go. What's worse, the sun is starting to set. To be honest, we're screwed if we don't get a hint. Okay, I guess. What's the question? Hee-hee, you sound eager. Unfortunately for you, you cannot answer this question. Only my dear sister can. Why the hell's that? Only Celicia can answer a question? She's not exactly the scholarly type. So just what kind of question does Celine have in mind? Well, dear sister, will you accept my offer for a second chance? Yeah, why not? I'll take it. Aha, there's no going back once you do. Whatever, just ask the damn question. Celine grins sadistically as Celicia starts getting frustrated. I don't see what Celine finds so funny about all this. If Celicia doesn't answer the question correctly, then we'll have to find the safe zone by ourselves. In all likelihood, we'll never find it before sunset without help. Celine is our best chance for survival. Celicia has to answer this question for all our sakes. I believe in you, Celicia. Give her the right answer. I know you don't need to tell me. I've got this. Aha, how exceedingly enthusiastic of you. Then let us proceed. Your question is, I, Celine Vergina, just saved Celicia Lockhart when she was in trouble. Yet, nevertheless, she tried to strike me.
そこで、この気持ちを慰めるための魔法の呪文を。
Oh my god. This is embarrassing. As a result, I, Celine Regina, feel profoundly offended and deeply sad. Would you, Celicia Lockhart, kindly tell me what magic word will console me? How about fuck and you? Those work really good. Really good consolation words. Try them. I'm not exactly sure what part of this is a question. To me, it sounds like she just wants Celicia to apologize for nearly punching her earlier. Celine, you can't be fucking serious. She glares at Celine with fury burning in her eyes. I must get her to hold her anger back. Calm down, Celicia. Let's do as Celine says and not flip our lids here. You too, Togo. Why the fuck do I have to say I'm sorry to her? As upset as she seems, she's doing well to keep her anger in check. Is that all, dear sister? Is that your final answer? Celine grins smugly to herself while looking at Celicia. All I can think of is just how rotten Celine must be deep down. Please, think about us, all the players. We'll be saved if you apologize. I drive my point home by bowing down to Celicia. What? God damn it. Okay, I get it. Just stop that. I'll say I'm sorry if that's what it takes. Really? Seriously? Thank you. Hearing that is a huge relief. Celine, listen, I should have tried to punch you back then. I'm sorry. Celine lowers her head ever so slightly while flushing red up to her ears as she gives Celine an apology. Hopefully now she'll tell us where the safe zone is and we'll all be able to go home. Oh Jesus, how long are we gonna stretch this? Pardon me, you call that an apology? Could you start by making it sound a little more sincere? Sincere? The hell do you mean? Oh my god. Fuck this bitch, folks. That you need to show that you're truly sorry. And the best way you can do that is by prostrating yourself before me, wouldn't you say? Prostrate before you? You can eat a dick. Well, I mean, she didn't say that, but that's pretty much what she's thinking. Her eyes are filled with rage again. This could end terribly. But on another level, I can sympathize with Celicia. The audacity of Celine to treat us like this. But if I want to survive through this, then I have to set that aside, if only to help Celicia calm her anger. Chill, Celicia. I'll do it with you, okay? That'll make it easier. Come on, please. Togo, you son of a... I can hear her teeth grinding from here. It must take every shred of willpower she has to keep from exploding like a bomb. I'm well aware she finds the idea of prostrating herself on the ground to be extremely humiliating, especially in front of Celine, of all people. I also know it might seem like I'm taking Celine's side on this, but there's no helping it. If I don't, we're all dead. Well, what will it be? Are you simply incapable of it, dear sister? Celine impatiently teases Celicia. Will you shut up for a moment? Just do it or don't already, would you? I don't have all the time in the world, you know. She's not merely impatient, she's outright irritated. At this rate, she might just retract her offer entirely. Fuck! Look, Togo, this is between her and me. Just stay out of this, alright? Grr, I am deeply sorry for offending you, Lady Celine. Please forgive me for what I've done. This is the first time I've ever seen Celicia like this in all her life. She begrudgingly apologizes in a humble voice, clearly doing her best to control her seething anger. Huh? Selene explodes with laughter at the sight of her sister on the ground so vigorously that I'm caught off guard. My word, this is beyond hilarious. I cannot believe you're actually doing this. Celicia quivers as she does her best to hold back her anger. If Celicia goes any further than this, she might just snap. That's good enough for you, Celine. Oh, hold on. That good enough for you, Celine? She's apologized like you asked, so tell us where the safe zone is. It's like, ah ha 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 ha, my sides hurt. But anyway, sure, she's redeemed herself, so I will give you your second chance. Really? Great, then tell us. She points behind her. It's just beyond that hole in the wall.
Well, duh.
Huh? Her answer is so straightforward that I'm left astonished. Her finger points right at the nearby cavern. According to her, the safe zone is in there. I think the fucking hornet's in there too. I was thoroughly entertained today, and I expect to be entertained again tomorrow. But for now, I shall take my leave. With a gallant smile, she walks away into the grotto. Oh my god, we're done with the third day, folks. Okay, that wasn't them. That was her leaving. Once she steps inside, a blinding light swallows her up. That's proof enough that the safe zone really isn't there. All right, Celicia, let's go find the others. Celicia is still flat and face down on the ground. When I gently shake her shoulder to urge her to stand, do I realize... Celicia, are you crying? I'm pissed. I'm so fucking pissed, Togo. She embraces me and starts crying. I can only imagine how emotionally scarred she is by being forced to do something so humiliating. That girl can't be my little sister. Celine was always nice to people. I refuse to believe that bitch is the Celine I knew. There, Celicia. She wails like a child while denying the possibility that person is Celine. It's true that everything about Celine has changed, from her looks to her mannerisms. It's enough to make me wonder if coming to Kayla Mertz can really change a person so drastically. I wish I could hold Celicia until she's let it all out, but we have very little time left before sunset. If we don't hurry up and get everyone over here right away, we'll be too late. Listen, Celicia, I know it's hard, but the sun's about to set. We've got to gather everyone here, otherwise we're all dead. We're also fucked if I go alone and run into any enemies on my way back. But if both of us go, there's a good chance that at least one of us will make it. I need your help right now. Come with me, okay? Okay, I'll go with you. She wipes away her tears before giving her answer. Seeing her like this reminds me of back when we were little. Alright, sorry for that, Togo. I'm fine now, so let's go. One way or another, she seems to have gathered herself. Hey, wait! You'll get lost on your own! For God's sake, hold up! I chase after her as we both make a mad dash for where we last saw everyone else. After regrouping with the rest of the team, I lead the group to the cavern where the safe zone should be. We now stand outside it. For one reason or another, all of their suits are tattered. Phil smears their bodies beneath. The fuck happened to them? My bracelet starts to beep. We stop and stand motionless, though none of us say a word. I'm assuming they were attacked by enemies while I was gone. They clearly seem spent. Unanimously. Unanimously. Unanimously! There we are. Hoping to finish this round as soon as possible. While they glance toward the cavern, they offer no further reaction. Being both physically and mentally exhausted seems to have taken a huge toll on their morale. Since there's no point in just standing around, we proceed into the cavern one by one. Ugh, finally, now we're done with day three. That means there's one day left, guys. I open my eyes to find it. I'm back in my white room again. Back up here, huh? The first time I woke up in here, this place just felt eerie to me. After everything we've endured, it's become the most comforting place I can think of. Ugh! I spin my arms and stretch my body. My fatigue and soreness seem to have disappeared. Now that I've experienced it multiple times, it truly seems as though that... Pardon, that light is capable of healing all physical ailments in the light. On a whim, I listen closely for a moment, hearing that faint sound of movement coming from beyond the walls. There's nothing else, though. Not knowing whether everyone else made it back safely makes me anxious. Today was the third round, and if Michiko and Selene are to be believed, tomorrow will be the final one. I find myself doubting if that would truly be the case, though. That said, I have no means of confirming one way or the other. I guess the only way to answer that question would be to complete the final round. So much has happened today that I haven't managed to digest it all in my brain yet. Sure, this isn't meant to be fun for us, but the last round was the worst of them yet. I wonder if Celicia's okay. Thoughts of her suddenly cross my mind. Between us both, she might have suffered more than I did. She can't possibly be calm after what her own twin sister put her through. I hope she's not feeling down. Selene used to love Celicia in her own way when she was little. So how did she end up this way? Despite everything she's told me, I don't think a sisterly bond like theirs could be severed so easily. I'd better go check on her. If there's anything I can do for her, then I want to help. Huh? Just as I'm about to get out of bed, the door to my room suddenly opens. Togo, you got a moment? At a strange reversal of fate, she comes to see me. Her expression seems neither happy nor sad. She just looks really tired. Funny, I was just gonna head over to talk to you. Well then, I want to talk to you about something. About what, Selene? I guess. I figured, come sit down. Sure. I invite her to seat herself on my bed before we continue. There are far too many things I want to talk to her about. I wonder what's best for us to discuss first. This was really an awful day. It sure was. How's your body? You feeling fine? Just fine, as you can see. She answers me with a smile. Something seems off about it, though. It definitely doesn't seem natural to me. It's okay, Celicia. You don't need to force yourself to smile. You're here because there's something on your mind. I know that. Yeah, you're right. She lets out a small sigh as her shoulders slump. She stares at the floor for a while before subtly shaking her head. How could she? Huh? How could she do this to me? I'm horrified, Togo. She's nothing like the person I once knew. Does she really not give a damn about me even though I'm her sister? Is that why she doesn't feel any remorse? Will we never be able to go back to the way we were? Celicia. Her fists both clench firmly as she starts to cry. I can see clear as day how much pain she's in. It's only natural that she wants to restore the bond between them, if that's at all possible. Of course she would feel that way. Selene's her twin sister. She used to be so nice to me. My sister never would have forced me to bow down on the ground like that. Has she just stopped believing that I'm her sister after all this time? I don't think she's forgotten that. How can I get my sister back? How can I get Selene back? She's lost her damn mind. Is it up to me to save her from herself? Am I the only person who can undo what she's become? Even if I am, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to do that. I understand how tough this must be for her. Selena's changed into a monster, but we have no idea of how to return her to normal. Can we figure out how to change her back? Should we even try? Should we just give up on her? There's hardly a trace left of the person she once was. Assuming it's even possible, I haven't the slightest idea of how to undo her change of character. You probably can't. Kayla Murd's is really a terrifying place. It can change a person so much they become someone else entirely. That is truly terrifying. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I can't even imagine what it must take to corrupt someone like that. Well, this place is probably far more fucked up than we thought. There's also the sick bastards who enjoy watching us struggle through the game. The people living here are fucked in the head. They really are. Once this is over, let's go back to Earth. Obviously. I want to resume my normal life as soon as this shitty game is done. So Togo, don't die before that. Same to you. I don't want much in life. That's why all I want is to go back to what I had before coming here. Back to my carefree days of repairing machines, making just enough money to get by. With Selena by my side, there'd be nothing else I desire. A life of laughter and good times with her is all I need to be happy. Tomorrow will be the final round. Assuming you believe what Selena's told us, yeah. Do you? Are you asking if I think Selena's telling the truth? I'm asking if you think the game ends tomorrow. Who knows? She seems good at telling convincing lies. But the game has to end eventually, so there's a good chance that tomorrow's round is indeed the last. There's a chance, but not a guarantee. I don't believe a word Selene says, but I want to believe that this will all come to an end tomorrow. That is our fate, distant light at the end of the tunnel. The last thing I want to do is snuff it out. We can be more than sure that the final round won't be nearly as easy as the ones we've survived so far. I wouldn't be surprised if she's got some crazy plan in store. A crazy plan, like what? Something that's actually gonna kill us all. Huh? That's something I've also had in the back of my mind. If the final round is tomorrow, then Selena might switch gears and start earnestly trying to kill us. She might be hoping to see us in utter despair at having made it all this way, only to die at the end. The thought of things turning out that way is simply unnerving. In a way, tomorrow might be the true start of the game. Doesn't matter. The rules are the same. We just gotta find the safe zone, then visit Selene. Right, visit Selene. There's no guarantee of that. For all we know, she might go back on her word. But for argument's sake, let's say she doesn't, and we do end up seeing her in person. When Selena and Selene meet face to face, what then? What the hell is gonna happen? Togo, what's up? Oh, it's nothing. I clear my mind of predictions and answer her with a smile. My mind was full of bloody showdowns for a moment, but I realize there's no point in worrying about it right now. We have to finish tomorrow's final round before anything else matters. The only way to get to that point is to give it our best. Huh? Selena? All of a sudden, she gets out of bed. Why'd you get up? I'm leaving. What? Why? I'm gonna get horny again if I stay here too long. Or rather, I'm already horny, so I'm just gonna spend the rest of the day in my room. With that frank yet shy excuse, she darts back towards my room's door. Even though I can't see her face, I can still tell she's blushing up to her ears. Damn, she can be pretty cute sometimes. We'll live to see the end of tomorrow, Togo. Before she leaves me, she turns around and gives me a reassuring smile. Damn right, we're gonna make it. I smile back, giving her the most confident expression I can muster. The reason I can be so brave is because of how much I care about her. Tomorrow, we're gonna live. After she leaves, I solemnly steal my resolve once again. No matter what comes tomorrow, I must not give up. No matter what happens, I must protect Celicia. The what in both of those cases in all likelihood would be the moment Celicia and Celine meet in person again. I wouldn't be surprised if they go at each other's throats. Hell, I'd be surprised if they don't try to kill each other. Celicia's not the kind of person to forgive and forget. After everything Celine's put us through, Celicia certainly isn't going to make an exception for her. It's hard to imagine that they will reconcile, which only elevates the probability they'll end up in some kind of fatal confrontation. How will such, pardon, an encounter end? Who of the two will survive? Or perhaps they'll both end up dead? Hell no. Not on my watch. If it comes down to it, I'll do whatever it takes to ensure Celicia lives. I have to make sure I survive so I can put myself between them. I can't count on anyone else to do it. Even if it means giving up my own life to save hers, I'll protect her. I have to get there first. Even as I lie in bed, I reaffirm my resolve. The realization that I have feelings for Celine only makes my desire to protect her stronger than ever. After all, she's the reason I have hope. I yet have hope for tomorrow. Just the same as the last few days, I wake up to the sound of an alarm. Another day, huh? Every morning, I wake up wanting to escape this place, even though I know I can't. Every morning, I wake up wishing this wasn't real. I want to wake up to a morning where nobody's died, to a morning where nobody's suffered. Faintly anticipating what's about to happen, I open my eyes. Time to get out of bed. Celine should be making an announcement over the speakers any time now. After standing up straight, I gently shake myself. Today is our last day here if Celine is to be believed. Our fates will be decided in just a few more hours. I still can't believe this horse shit. This late in the game, I can't help but be pessimistic. No, stay focused. Think only about our survival. I have to think optimistically regardless of what life is throwing at me, or else the reality will crush me. As long as I keep that in mind, things will surely work out one way or another. I have no choice but to believe in that as I ready myself to face the final round of the game. Once again, a new suit emerges from the floor. That's a sign that we'll be starting soon. I keep my thoughts empty as I start getting dressed. It's incredible how quickly human beings can adapt. It only took 4 days for this to become routine for me. Just as I finish putting my clothes on, a hologram of Celine appears in the air. Good morning, everyone. Today marks the final round of the game. You'll be declared victorious if you find the safe zone and manage to arrive at my location. We hope you are excited and wish you good luck. Probably because this is the last round, she seems more thrilled than usual. I can't help but wonder what despicable plan she's hiding behind that smile. Now, gather outside in the hallway. With that, her hologram disappears. At last, it begins. The final round of the game with our lives at stake commences now. Standing here won't get me anywhere. There'll be no time to think after we're done here. I step into the hallway to find that everyone else is already there. Oh, you're already here. Hey, managed to get any sleep? I didn't. I honestly couldn't sleep, knowing that today's the last round. This is the final one, right? There won't be any more after? There is something I was kind of thinking about. Kokona, she is the most useless fucking character. Like, Lacey has a backstory, she's a singer. Marielle has the medical problems. Of course we know Celicia and Togo. But we don't know anything about Kokona. Kokona is just fucking there. Now, I don't know if her story has anything, because, I mean, there's different paths. But for now, all I know about Kokona is that she's just fucking there. She's just a, like a backup character. Instead of having two girls, there's three girls. And there's really no big difference. Even the hair looks very similar to Lacey. So it's really kind of weird that Coconut even exists. Like, I don't know why she's here. Maybe just to offset? I don't know. But she just seems kind of useless. We've come this far, so let's do everything we can to survive. If we work together, I'm sure we'll be just fine. Sure enough, it's the same as always with them. They don't seem excessively fired up, nor are they giving into despair. The worst is that their expressions seem a bit stiff. Of course, we'd all be feeling tense. I know we're all a bit nervous, but let's do everything we can to make it through this. No shit, you don't have to tell me twice. I've got to be alive so I can kick that bitch's ass. I'll do anything it takes to survive, too. There's something up there I must do. Bah, I don't want to die. I don't want to die in this place. It's okay, Marielle. I promise you're not going to die here. Please don't cry. Besides Marielle, they all seem ready for what's to come. It seems they've still got some hope left. I hope Marielle's going to be okay. Listen, as long as we all work with each other, I'm sure we'll live. Let's give this our best shot. I know it's not great as far as inspirational speeches go, but it's all I can think of to encourage them. I'm with you there. Let's be done with this shitty game once and for all. Selicia smiles as she does her part to motivate us all. It's reassuring to have someone as confident as her by my side. I agree. Let's put a swift end to this ridiculous game. After all, I didn't come all the way here to Kayla Merch just to play something as treacherous as this. That's the spirit. Let's get ourselves fired up. Coconut balls her hands into fists and pumps them into the air in an adorable fashion. I'll try to do the best I can. Marielle is the only one who doesn't sound convincing in the least. But everyone else very clearly is ready to give it their all to pull through alive. I know that they've all got their worries deep down, but for now, they're doing their best to keep their smiles. Are you done pretending to be comrades in arms yet? While we're all conversing with each other, Celine's hologram reappears in the air. Today marks the conclusion of the closed game. Are you prepared to begin? All of us stare motionlessly at her hologram without saying a word. It's probably because any of us were to open our mouths, nothing but negativity would come out. That goes for me too, of course. I bite my tongue and keep my thoughts to myself. It's the final day, so why are you all so depressed? Can't you look a little happier about it? We need to cheer you up so the show's more exciting. Oh, I know. Shall I set a moment aside for you to do some warm-up exercise? Fucking shut up. Just send us to the damn stage already. Celine's suggestion irritates Celicia to the point of muttering to herself. It's blatantly clear that she's trying to hold her anger back. Losing your cool could mean losing your life, dear sister. That much is fucking obvious, thing. Spare us your petty remarks and let's start the goddamn game already. Even on the brink of the final round, Celine is still trying to provoke us. I'm with Celicia on this. We're all good to go, so could we start this thing now? Well, aren't you cool? Given that this round is the last, I was hoping you could be more thrilled or excited for a change. She shrugs her shoulders and gives us all a scornful look. Her expression tells us that we're nothing but tools to her all the way to the very end. I'm coming for you. Wash your ass and sit down, because I've got a bullet that's going to go straight up it. Of course, I'm waiting for you, dear sister. It would be too tragic if this conversation were to be our last, after all. Always so fucking cheeky. I'm gonna shove those words right back down your throat. Celicia's eyes brim with fierce determination. Well then, are the rest of you also ready to begin? Celine turns her gaze to the rest of us as if she only just remembered that we're here too. We're as ready as her. Send us to the stage, please. Preferably we could finish this without going anywhere, but... the game won't end if we just stay here, will it? Since we have no other choice, please let us get to it. There you have it. Send us down, Celine. We're just wasting our time here, sticking around and chatting like this. How undignified of you, when this may be the last time we speak with each other. Please get on with it. I'm getting restless. Sigh. So very tactless. She lets out a disgruntled sigh. It seems rather strange to me. She has no reason to be displeased about commencing the final round. She looks at us for a few more moments, then seems to come to terms with how things are and moves on as we ask. Very well then. As you wish, I shall send you to the stage at once. Now, best of luck. What the... she doesn't even give us a countdown. My vision just suddenly turns white. At long last, it begins. The final round of the game starts now. No matter what, I'm gonna survive to the end. I reiterate my promise to myself and clench my fist. The fuck is this? Ugh. As the blinding light wanes, I feel a change in the air against my skin. I slowly open my eyes to find myself in a completely different location. Is this the final stage? This place they pick sure reeks of mold. It does smell quite unusual. They're right, the air is humid and damp. We huddle together and look around at our cramped surroundings. We could get attacked at any moment. I don't know what happened there. Tension fills the air around us, seeping into our bodies. We should stick together today. Just the thought of searching this place on my own terrifies me. Same here. It's claustrophobic and there's so few paths to escape down. At least our bracelets aren't showing anything yet. Yeah, luckily. As I echo her observation, I glance down at my bracelet just like everyone else. These things are our only way of knowing ahead of time when an enemy or the safe zone are near, but considering our experiences up until this point, we can't rely on them too much. In fact, if anything, we conclude that Celine is able to manipulate them to trick us. We're pretty much blind without these things. Just gotta trust that they're right. Unlike the previous stages, it looks like we won't be able to hide or run away here if an enemy finds us. Yeah, and if they do, who knows what they'll do to us. Ugh, it's probably bad for my health to be in a place as moldy as this. What about the safe zone? Do you think there is one within these caves? Who knows? There could be an exit somewhere with a safe zone beyond that. This is the last stage, though. I can't fathom where the safe zone could possibly be hidden. We don't dare split up in random directions from the starting point, though. Hey, does anyone else think that this place looks similar to the safe zone cavern from yesterday? Now that you mention it, it might be connected to it. Remember, they didn't destroy that part of Caleb Herbs. But shouldn't yesterday's stage have already been dropped down to Earth? Oh yeah, you're right about that. Guess that means we'll fall too if we go outside. Just like before, if we don't find the final safe zone in time, the stage will be purged. It'll be hard to know how much time has passed inside these caves, too. That's a good point, actually. Now that Marielle brings it up, everyone else realizes it as well. As long as we're in here, we can't know precisely how soon the sun will set. That means that we won't know how much time we have left to finish the game. We have to get to the safe zone before the sun sets, so this is a major disadvantage for us. Anyway, we'd better start looking. There are several corridors to choose from, though. How are we going to go about this? I see a door in that direction. She's right. Multiple doors, actually. All of them are practically begging to be entered. Hold up. These are obviously traps. We'll step inside only to get blown up or some shit like that. Look, this really isn't the time for wisecracks, Alicia. What's your problem? I'm just telling you guys to watch out. But either way, there's no way in hell we're opening one of these. The more we look around, the more difficult the way forward seems to become. It's too suspicious that there are so many doors this close to us to start with. What kind of scheme is Celine cooked up here? Greetings, my dear players. This is the final round of the game. Please try your best to complete it. Each of your wishes will come true if you succeed in finishing this round. Our wishes will come true. Both of their expressions stiffen at those words. Kokona and Celicia react similarly. By now, the realization that the final round has begun in earnest is sinking in. However, I'm changing the plan by adding one new condition. What condition? This stage is like a maze, is it not? You won't find the safe zone by randomly walking around. Which is why, should an enemy capture you, but you escape from them, I should give you a hint on the safe zone's location. Seriously? This time, however, there are a myriad number of enemies. If they seize you, escape will be quite tricky indeed. With your lives on the line, we shall make closed game history. She sounds delighted from the bottom of her heart. From the sounds of it, this round would be incomparably more difficult than the previous ones. Her expression implies that she's concocted a fittingly treacherous plan. Stay right where you are, Celine. I'm coming for you, you hear? Hee hee, I'm waiting for you, dear sister. Celine gives Celicia a final glance before her hologram disappears. Thanks to the information from Celine, we now know for sure that there are enemies around. Lots of them, even. That must mean that there will be far more than we've seen thus far. Seems like this round really will be the most difficult one yet. There will be a lot of enemies coming after us in such a small space. If we're spotted, all we can do is run as fast as we can. The more I consider our situation, the more afraid I become. These dark jury corridors only intensify my terror. I think back to all the enemies, all the types of enemies we've seen up until this point. There have been both large monsters and more humanoid ones. If we assume we might run into both at the same time, evading capture is going to be even more difficult than before. What's most important is for us to come up with a strategy. What do you figure? We all sticking together again? I prefer it that way, but isn't sticking together gonna make us too easy to notice? It'll be more difficult for us to run away if an enemy finds us too. I'd much rather stay with all of you. Right, Marielle can't make it on her own. Everyone nods in silent agreement. While there are plenty of routes for us to take, there's risks involved with splitting up as well. Assuming that there are many enemies around, the most effective strategy will be for us to stick together and move with caution. In the worst case scenario, where we're dragged by multiple enemies and some of us might still be able to get away. Obviously, the ideal outcome would be that we all make it, but there are too many factors at play here for us to guarantee that. Personally, I think we should stick together, but what does everyone else think? I'm all for sticking together. I might actually die if a bunch of enemies catch me on my own. Me? I'm leaving my decision in your hands, Togo. It's always worked out so far. I'm also in favor of that. Togo, we entrust our fates to you. Your fates? That's a lot of responsibility. Well, it's a lot of pressure. I'm still gonna accept that burden. Alright, folks. Well, I think that's where we're gonna end it. We are right on the last stage, and it is confusing as hell. But they're gonna make it. We're all gonna make it. And everything is gonna be great when we come back with the next episode of Grimm's Hentai Corner with Closed Game. Appreciate all the attention you guys have paid to these ones. Closed Game's doing really well. I'm actually glad that we're going to be able to finish it. Because, you know, when things start to dip down, that's when I try to maybe replace it with something else or try a different novel. But you guys really like Closed Game, so we're just going to continue the whole Celestia path. And if there's requests for other paths, I will try to get them, but I don't know how much different they'll be. So let me know what you guys think. And when we get on that last one, I'll ask if you guys want me to do more. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I thank you for watching, and I am out of here. Later.